Good morning. This is Around Town with Amy Brown. It's Tuesday, April 21st, 2026. Congresswoman Shelley Pingree from Maine's 1st Congressional District is calling on U.S. Immigration and Customs Enforcement, or ICE, to immediately release Olivia Andre, a 19-year-old student who's been detained in the Dilley Immigration Processing Center in Texas since November. In a letter to ICE Acting Director Tawn Lyons last week, Pingree questioned the legal basis for Andre's continued detention. Pingree says no explanation has been given to Andre or her legal counsel. The letter to ICE reads, quote, "Dear Acting Director Lyons and Field Office Director Vagera, I write to request a clear and immediate explanation of the legal basis for Olivia Andre's continued detention and to call on your agency to promptly release her from Immigration and Customs Enforcement custody. Ms. Andre remains in ICE custody despite her mother and two siblings who were detained with her being released. ICE has failed to provide any clear written explanation for why she alone continues to be detained. This lack of transparency, especially to Ms. Andre and her legal counsel, is unacceptable and indefensible. Even more troubling, Ms. Andre's attorneys have repeatedly requested this information in conjunction with requests for her release and have not received any response. ICE's failure to provide counsel with the basic grounds of her ongoing detention reflects a serious breakdown in process and raises profound due process concerns. When the government deprives someone of their liberty, it should, at the bare minimum, be able to clearly state why. Here, ICE has failed to do that. To my knowledge, ICE has not made, or at the very least has not communicated, any individualized custody determination in Ms. Andre's case. If such a determination does exist, ICE must explain the specific statutory or regulatory authority it's relying on, identify the individualized factors it claims justify her continued detention, and explain why that information has been withheld from her legal representatives despite repeated requests. If no such determination exists, and I have difficulty imagining there is, then ICE must explain on what basis Ms. Andre remains in custody at all, particularly when a federal court has issued a stay of removal in her case. Holding a 19-year-old student in indefinite detention when she cannot be removed from the country, and doing so without clearly articulating or communicating lawful justification, raises serious concerns about arbitrary detention and is a failure of accountability. ICE is not free to detain individuals without explanation. Every additional day that passes without clear explanation only deepens my belief that this detention lacks any lawful or articulable basis. I expect a prompt response," end quote. And that was signed by Congressional District 1 Congresswoman Shelley Pingree. Her office sent that letter out last Thursday. As of Monday afternoon, I checked to see if they'd received a response, and they said they had not. The next National Day of Action is coming up on Saturday, April 25th. As we've previously reported, the Detention Watch Network is calling for a Communities Not Cages protest across the country, and you can learn more about that at detentionwatch.org. On May 1st, No Kings organizers and others are calling for a general strike. They write, quote, "On May Day, a coalition of over 200 organizations is calling for a National Economic Day of Action. No work, no school, no shopping. Rallies, marches, and nonviolent disruptions in cities across the country. Showing up matters. We've proved that, and we'll keep proving that. But showing up alone is not enough to stop people who are breaking every rule. We need to show them we have leverage, not just numbers. This type of action is new for Indivisible. Our national movement has never done this type of economic disruption before, but we need to be prepared to do it in the future. We know that Trump and his cronies are going to try to sabotage the election. And when that happens, it won't be enough to pull from our regular playbook. We'll need to demonstrate a widespread backlash that lets Trump know that we won't go along while he tries to rig our democracy," end quote. You can read that full statement at indivisible.org. You can find Communities Not Cages and May Day events near you or list ones that you're organizing yourself at mobilize.us. For Around Town, I'm Amy Brown. You can reach me at news@weru.org. Take care. I'll see you tomorrow.